The prisoners about to be killed. The prisoners were now threatened by a fate more terrible than shipwreck. The soldiers saw that to reach land they would have all they could do to save themselves. Yet if any prisoners were missing, the lives of those responsible for them would be forfeited. Hence the soldiers desired to put all the prisoners to death. Roman law sanctioned this cruel policy. But Julius knew that Paul had been instrumental in saving the lives of all on board, and, convinced that the Lord was with him, he feared to do him harm. He therefore ordered those who could swim to throw themselves overboard first and make for the land, and the rest on planks or on pieces of the ship. And so it was that all escaped to land. When the roll was called, not one was missing. The barbarous people of Melita kindled the fire, Luke writes, and welcomed us all, because it had begun to rain and was cold. Having gathered a bundle of sticks, Paul put them on the fire, when a viper came forth because of the heat and fastened on his hand. Seeing by his chain that Paul was a prisoner, the bystanders said, "No doubt this man is a murderer. Though he has escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." But when they had waited a long time and saw no misfortune come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. During the 3 months that they remained at Melita, Paul improved many opportunities to preach the gospel. The Lord wrought through him. For his sake, the entire shipwrecked company were treated with kindness. And on leaving Melita, they were provided with everything needful for their voyage. Luke says, "Publius entertained us hospitably for 3 days. It happened that the father of Publius lay sick with fever and dysentery, and Paul visited him and prayed, and putting his hands on him healed him. And when this had taken place, the rest of the people on the island who had diseases also came and were cured. They presented many gifts to us, and when we sailed, they put on board whatever we needed.